Welcome to the Goracom podcast, where investors discover great small cap companies. Thank you for taking a Goracom with you, and make sure to follow
our podcast. Welcome to CEO Interviews, a production of Goracom, with which we take the time to speak with small cap executives to find out more about their companies. With us today, for the first time ever, Isabelle Proulx, President CEO of Stellmine Canada, trades in Canada, STH, for our friends in the U.S., STHFF. Guys, for those of you who are gold investors or looking to be gold investors, because gold recently has started trading strongly through $2,000 an ounce, and many investors believe that 2024 will mark the start of a bull market in the price of gold. And more than just talk, immediately following yesterday's U.S. Fed announcement of stopping interest rates and projecting lower interest rates in the future, gold prices shot higher because the U.S. dollar came under strong downward pressure thanks to talk about those rate cuts. And as we know, a weaker U.S. dollar makes gold more affordable. And with rates projected to be weaker for the next 2 years at least, it looks like the gold rush is on. So enter Stellmine Canada. This is a unique opportunity to invest in a new gold district in northeastern Quebec. Specifically, Stellmine is developing a new gold district in northeastern Quebec, and it's underexplored, an underexplored part of the otherwise prolific James Bay region of Quebec. This region of the planet is expected to substantially increase its production of gold mineral resources for obvious reasons. Led by Isabelle, the company's management team has a proven track record, which is so important in this business, a proven track record in the Quebec resources sector, and has created an attractive gold exploration target thanks to a high-profile geological team that includes Dr. Normand Goulet, who's considered to be one of Canada's greatest structural geologists. A fantastic team. And on top of that, the company has great pedigree because Isabelle's father, Andre, is a businessman known for developing Quebec's resources. Since 1991, he's founded and listed two mining companies and one oil company, and over the most recent years has been director of six public companies. The company's flagship project we're going to talk about, the Courcy property, a new discovery of gold in northeastern Quebec. Three of 12 drill holes there included intersections showing visible gold. That's great. Geology there seems similar to Newmont's Eleanor mine. We'll talk about that. And the company's Mercado property, also the latest discovery of gold in northeastern Quebec that's grown from just a small gold sample to a vast gold corridor. Isabelle, welcome to Goracom.
Thank you. Nice to meet you, George.
Nice to meet you and nice to have you. Let's start off with this since we're feeling so happy. How happy were you to have received the Federal Reserve's early Christmas present yesterday with its interest rate decision that shot up the price of gold?
Yeah, it's a gift for us, for all the industry, all the exploration, for the gold exploration junior company. It's a gift. And for us, I think it's proven that gold is the place to it's a secure mineral, and I'm happy that that's come back. So yeah, and that will help us to finance, and that's a very great news. Yeah,
right. Because now, you know, gold has been very strong over $2,000. It's almost all went to 2,150, back to now it's 2,030, which is really great. And where do you have any views on what the price of gold might look like in the next year or two personally, or is $2,000 gold more than strong enough for you to have success where you're looking for gold?
No, I will not going on that. I prefer to, I strongly believe on what we are doing and why I'm so convinced on what I'm bringing the company. It's because we have so good project, and we know that if I'm bringing this story to the investors, they will understand that it's just the beginning, and it's time to enter in the company and let's growing with the gold price. So it's good. So, but
I'm glad you said that because Now with gold price rising, you're going to get a lot of pretender companies out there. George's Gold Company. Oh, I saw a shiny rock in Greece and I bought some land. We're going to drill it and we're going to find all this gold. Unfortunately, we know that happened. So when you talk to investors, what distinguishes, other than what I said in the introduction, because it's amazing what kind of company you guys have built there, but what else do you think distinguishes Stellmine from other junior gold exploration companies?
First of all, it's because I'm a woman, a CEO, so very different.
I like that.
But without that, I think we will be, with Mercator project, we have two flight project. We proved that the gold could be there. When we are seeing that we are trying to develop a new district, it's because we are alone. We took that and we decided to be the leader of a new district. So we took a bunch of claim, we protect the land, and Mercator seems to be, it's a band iron formation. So that if we have success, and we are pretty close to that, if we have success, it will be the first project of this BIF formation project. So in Quebec, so that will open this new district for others' company and others. I think we are pretty close to the. I know that we are a lot of companies saying that. Please, we are the biggest. But I think the investors usually who's following us, saying what they like, it's because we trying to develop. They say they saw that we have the potential to develop a new district, and we have also all the data and the results that proven that could be we all the similarities with the others project is so important that proved that the potential of Mercator could be there. The gold is there. This region is more recognized to be an iron mine region. So that's why we call Fairmont city. So fair is iron, Mont mountain. So that's the region is more recognized for that. But yes, we will be the first company who is proven that the gold is there.
Let me ask you, that takes a lot of courage. Usually when George's Gold Company wants to try and start a gold company to capitalize on the gold rush, I'm going to go right into a place and try and find some claims to say, oh, I'm just down the street from Barrick and we think we have the same structure and I'm going to find Fort Knox. And that's what 95, 98% of the industry does, right? It's called closeology. But you and your team ventured out into northeastern Quebec, into an area that's very underexplored. Is that a credit? Is that a demonstration of how strong of a geological team you have at Stellmine? Because I could never, Georgia Gold Company can never do it because I don't have the expertise and I don't know what I'm doing out there. Is that a real credit to show the world, hey, Stellmine's geological team is so talented and have so much courage, and we went out to find gold where nobody's really gone looking before?
I think it's why we are saying that we are trying to pioneering a new zone. So we are, it's a kind of mix, I think, between the geology specialists and between also the fact that the not the success, how you say that?
In French.
The chance. Good geologist has also the knowledge, but also the chance. So to believe on the potential. So my job for me, I have the very nice team, very specific, very well, which having a lot of knowledge. And for me, my job is be able to put the confidence on that and believe. And also after that, we have the, it's fantastic that we found that, you know, because it's, as you said, it's a nowhere place. It's it's a very so, but my team
you're
is
calling it the latest gold discovery. You're actually calling it the latest gold discovery of northeastern Quebec. Without getting too deep into geology or drill results, just generally speaking, you know, why are you calling it the latest gold discovery? What have you found there that gives you the confidence to make that statement?
Because this place, we have two projects, okay, but two different projects. But Mercator has the similarities, then we can compare to some other mining project was actually in production. And this is the, we build it step by step. We have the results, and it's because it's a BIF formation, a Band Iron formation, it's easy to find the gold. It's easy to say that it seems to be large, it's shallow, and also we have all I don't know how else to say that, all the good thing, the good results that we I don't know how to say, sorry,
all the tracer elements, because it says here you've got sulfide rich rocks that were discovered on the surface in a 500 meter by 3.5 kilometer wide mineralized corridor. I mean, that's pretty special, right, Isabel?
You
didn't find 1,000 meters down. You're finding them at surface.
It's less than 200 meters. So it's at the surface. Wow. And we have the Meridian zone. We have the T-Rex zone. We want to drill on that zone again. But this year, based on what we did, we found 8 new places to go. So with that 8 new places, it's increased the size with a linear length of 28 kilometers long. So it's very large. And this kind of project needs to have a large scale of mineralization, because the gold is disseminated, as I said, into the rock, but it's a low grade. So it's not a problem to have only 2 gram if we have the size and the volume.
Yeah, it says here, it's Mercator or Mercator has the potential for discovery of bulk tonnage and maybe even high grade mineralization, but you don't need the high grade if you do bulk tonnage from shallow depths, right?
We would like to. We had one, 27 grams. We found one, but we drill only 2,000 meters. So it's only the beginning. But it's only the beginning with this kind of a success and this kind of potential. So that's why we are so excited. So, and not only us, we know that the some major company started to have a look on for sure. And we know we at the last convention in Montreal, all the company came to our booth and have a look on the course, and because it's intriguing, because as I said, it will be the first project, this kind of project in Quebec. So that's why they are interesting to know more about the potential.
What have they, have you just had conversation with them, Isabel? Or is it they've requested to look at your results and your assays, geology? What kind of discussions are you having with bigger companies? If you can ballpark.
It's only the beginning, but we met them several times. And so we know that the next campaign will be very, very important for it will be a momentum for Stellmine.
So let's talk about the next campaign. Talk to us about what the next few months looks like. When you're going to be drilling, how much you're going to be drilling, when we should start to expect assays and results. Give us just a general idea of what to look forward to in 2024.
We still having some results in pending, just to let you know. So from the last campaign, but for 2022, my expectation is to be the next discovery of the year. So I'm gonna
quote that. I'm gonna quote that.
please keep it. If we are able to drill a big campaign, I think the results will be there. But it's always an expectation. So we want to drill, depending of how much we will be able to raise money, and so. But the minimum of this campaign will be 2,000 meter. Our focus will be on the Meridian zone and T-Rex zones. And because we, as I said, we had 8 new zones to develop, we will go there, do more till survey and channel sampling. And we have a lot of, you know, Mercator is as the size of 2.5 times the Montreal Island. So it's large. We protect it because when we understood that the potential was there, we said no. We want to keep it for us, but not.
You
don't
want George's gold company to come stake claims all around you.
One day we will be open to have partner to develop that, but because it will be large, I hope. But yes, our focus will be on Mercator drilling campaign. And also trying to extend all the zone.
With the price of gold where it's at, with the success you've had on Mercator, do you think you'll have? Are you confident that you'll be able to raise the funds you need? And how much are you looking to raise? But it sounds like you've got interest from a lot of people already. Do you have a high degree of confidence that you'll be able to get the financial resources you need?
Yeah, because I always said when you have a very good story, even if the stock is not high, the price of gold is not very good, you have a great project and you have the people who listen, you have the good contact with the good person who will be able to bring money, you will have the money because they will understand that this project is different. It could be very nice, you know. Did you see the price of our stock? So we are at 8.5 cents when we went in 2001 at 30 cents or something like that. We have the potential to go higher. And because it's the beginning of this story and we are the leader of this new zone, I think I have the great ingredient to make a good dinner.
I like that. That's a great analogy, actually.
I think, George, we are like in Formula One. We are just in the curve before taking the speed on the straight line, you know? I'm feeling like that.
I love your analogies, though. The analogies are great because people listening at home, let's face it, Isabel, we're not geologists. It's very difficult for 99.5% of us to assess Stelmine's position, where it is. So when you talk about you're putting together the ingredients, you have the ingredients to make a great dinner. When you talk about you're coming through the curve for the straightaway, it just makes it so much easier for people to understand where you are in the process. Can you start drilling? Are you able to drill now? Because northeastern Quebec, we're in December, or do you have to wait a couple of months or until it warms up or whatever? What's that situation look like?
It's not a problem, George, to drill during the winter, but usually you like to start to drill in November or October and having the snow, but during the December, January, it's usually -50 over there. So it's very hard. Yeah. The better time is before Christmas time or after middle of February when it's going a little bit warmer. But we did in Courcy when we drilled the campaign in Courcy, it was during December or something like that. So our time with the equipment, so we prefer to do it before or at it's expensive for us because we have access only by helicopter. So in this moment, I will say we will drill it more at the summertime, beginning at June, when the lake melting down.
Well, in case you're worried about George's Gold Company competing, you won't see George's Gold Company there in December and January. I won't. If it's minus 50, you have no competition for me. Last question.
We are into a tent. Huh? If you come to see us, we are the geologists are living in two tents. So it's our time.
I'll tell you I'm coming because I don't want to think I'm a bear and I get shot or something like that. So I'll make sure I tell you I'm coming. Last question. You said that you still have some drill results and assay results to come. When do you expect those to start coming in? What should shareholders put in ballpark?
Probably beginning in January, we will have it. It's not drilling assay, but it's channel sampling and till survey,
right,
but on Mercator, on those new zones. So that will be very interesting. Yeah.
Isabel, thanks for joining us today. You know, not only has been, it's nice to have fun and have a good, relaxed conversation, but more importantly, it's been very informative. I love the fact that you put together a great team, first of all, because they're the people that make it possible to go into an underexplored part of the otherwise prolific, you know, James Bay region up there, northeastern Quebec, to get you the results you've had to date, to get, from the sounds of it, some majors or some important people to take a closer look, because you've raised some eyebrows. And we look forward to seeing the channel sampling assays that are still to come, and then watching you drill and getting the results back from that, because like you said, it's the beginning. You're coming through the curve for the straightaway. You've got the ingredients. You're starting to make dinner. So I think it's a great time for investors to really start watching Stellamine Canada. And I will leave the last words to you. Anything you want to say to your current shareholders or just to the market in general, I leave it to you before we say goodbye.
Sorry, I'm not sure. Sorry.
I just wanted to leave the last word to you.
I think, thank you to, I'm very happy to start to work with you, George. And for me, it's a good experience and a good chance to know more investors. And hopefully the people will be interesting to have a look and have Stellamine on their screen.
Very well said. And I think they will. I know we will, because we're shareholders of the company. But more importantly, love what you guys are doing. And very important, by the way, last point I want to make, that you have this great pedigree, that your father, it's almost like athletes, you know, when you hear that their father was an athlete before them, and now, you know, there's just a different kind of knowledge and there's a different kind of attitude and work ethic and experience that just can't be beat. So I think you have all the elements for not only a great dinner, but potentially even a great dessert. And I can't wait to have you back after the new year, Isabel.
It will be a pleasure, George.
To everybody at home, you've been watching or you've been listening by podcast on Spotify, Google, Apple, or your favorite podcast platform. To Isabel Proulx, President, CEO, Stellamine Canada, trades in Canada, STH, trades in the US, STHFF. If you believe in the future of gold, if you're getting bullish on gold, and therefore you want to find a great early, but not tall greenfield, not George's Gold, a great early situation that's advanced, then please do your due diligence at the Stellamine Canada. Start with their profile page on Agoracom, but make sure to get to their website to do your deep dive due diligence, and hopefully today you discovered your next amazing small cap gold exploration company. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll see you next time.
Hey guys, this podcast is over. But don't forget to help your company by liking it or even leaving a comment. And then, don't forget to help yourself by following us on Spotify, Google, Apple, or on your favorite podcast platform, so you will never miss another one great Agoracom Small Cap Podcast.